Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 236, Pyong Pyong. This is the show recorded on the 20th of February, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello!
Hello, Catherine.
See, I say pew pew!
For the news. First up, we're going to talk about one of the games developed at the recent Global Game Jam.
Yeah.
This is called Pyong 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 Pyong.
I think I got it right. I think it's 9.
We think it's 9 Pyong. Basically, this is a side-scrolling shooter. For those that don't know, the Global Game Jam is where you have 48 hours to make a game really quickly. So you have a small team of people, they just hammer a game together really quickly. This game is sort of unique because it's entirely controlled by your voice.
Now, saying that, the reason they did that is because there was an achievement. They do achievements.
Achievements. So if you have a game under like 64K or whatever it is, or like, you know, all these little things,
And
okay, I'll just...
At my game jam.
Your game jam.
You're going to make noise now. You did this last week.
I'm hungry.
Munching on chocolate.
I've been at work all day.
Yeah, well, please don't talk with your mouth full now. Mm. No, wait. So, when I say my game jam, the one in London, one team made 5 games that were all based on using your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of the achievements, mm-hmm. which is obviously why they went for it. But it's a more ingenious way of doing it. Although, I still think it's a bit weird setting in with the theme of extinction. But anyway, this team in Boston, I said it somewhere. Is it covering it up? No. Oh, Portland. Is that near Boston? I don't know, man.
Portland Bill is in Dorset, like.
Not Portland Bill. Anyway, so in Portland,
Well, Portland is in Dorset.
5 people got together. They called themselves Incredible Ape, and they made this pew 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 pew
game.
So
yeah, the reason this is something a bit special is because it is voice.
Yeah.
So it's a side-scrolling shooter. You've got one guy who blows into the microphone like this, and it makes the jetpack on the guy make him move up, and then obviously gravity brings him down. So you go to make him go up, and then you have another guy who can go pew 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 to make him shoot. And then you can make a screaming noise to make the bomb go off or something.
Yeah, it was made for Windows at the Game Jam, so obviously through an X and A for PC or whatever. But they're pouring it over to Xbox Live Indie Games, and so that's coming out shortly. We don't know when because they haven't announced a date, but it's quite cool. You need 2 microphones though, but anyone who's got Rock Band or
can I not use Kinect?
Lips. I don't know. You might be able to. She'll have to see. Because I think it might want a plugged-in microphone. Because they used, like, the lips ones.
What difference does it make?
I don't know.
The software and Kinect will cut out a lot of the noise.
Hmm.
Surely,
I don't know.
Surely if they're just listening for the noise, like a steady noise, or a fast, relatively high-pitched noise, or like a long, high-pitched noise.
Yeah.
Or however else they're using. So yeah, that's kind of cool. Download it for Windows, and you can, I imagine, it'll be, what, 80 points? For indie...
Unless they decide to put it up. You know, there's some indie games on there that are, like, 400 points and stuff.
400 points, Dream On.
But those guys who made Oh My God...
Oh My God.
They've made games. Their games are more expensive. So, yeah, it just depends on the people. Some people Well, yeah, that's only 80 points. Some people make some really crappy stuff on there and then try and get a stupid amount of points for it. But then you also get really good games. So I bought that Applejack game.
Mm-hmm.
That was 80 points. That's well good. Sadly, the music that's in the trailer is not in the game because the music in the trailer has nothing to do with it. But then I also bought Miner Dig Deep, and that's 80 points. So it just depends on what they decide. Hopefully it'll be 80 points.
Dead Island.
Yes, has kind of been re-announced. So this is a zombie game set on an island, which you should watch the trailer for, because the trailer's pretty cool. So it's made by... Have I got their names on there? Has Charlotte put their names on there? No, I don't think she has. So it's made by a Polish company who are more well known for making the Call of Juarez games.
Call of Juarez.
Juarez. Techland. There you go.
So it's sort of like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Crossed with Far Cry because you're on a nice island.
They also made like Chrome for PC, if anyone's ever played that. And they recently made Nailed. So they announced this originally back in 2007. And then they hadn't announced anything since. They obviously put it on hold. It's got a stronger emphasis on melee, from what I've seen. And it has four-player co-op as well. And you can do drop-in, drop-out.
Okay.
And it's got a really cool trailer, so I recommend watching it. Next up...
What's this about, Crysis?
Crysis 2 demo for PC has finally been announced. Oh, and they're getting one on March 1st, which is 24 days before it actually comes out. It's just a multiplayer demo.
So they're releasing the thing they released on the 360 ages ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least then people get to try it out,
I suppose. Obviously, with the 3DS coming out soon, there's been some 3DS-related announcements.
Yes.
One of the most stupid announcements is this.
They're not doing Nintendo points anymore. Well, so, you know how they got... They had DSiWare points, or DS points, and then they had Wii points, and then they merged into Nintendo points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they're now making 3DS points.
Your Nintendo points will not work on a 3DS.
Yeah. So, the annoyingness anyway is that,
just imagine,
of course,
if Microsoft did this.
I know.
Oh, you've got a different model Xbox. You need these Microsoft points.
So, the stupidness was, of course, back when the DSi came out, the Wii had been out for a while, and they were like, oh, okay, you're going to have a separate account. So if you buy Nintendo points on your Wii, they don't go over to your 3DS.
You can only
DSi.
Use them on one or the other.
Yeah, you can use them on one or the other. You can't ever transfer anything over. Now, they're doing exactly the same with the 3DS. Wouldn't it be the cleverest thing to somehow merge it with the Wii stuff? Because at least Wii will be around for a little bit longer.
No. This is Nintendo.
I think so.
They don't understand the concept of having an account.
Yeah.
They don't want you to have an account. They want you to have a console, and you buy stuff for that console.
Yeah.
Because it gets them out of a lot of situations, like... Especially with Nintendo being having a lot of kids on it, you don't have to set up accounts with the kids and all this other jib-jab.
Mm.
So they avoid all that. But on the other hand, people who have more than 6 brain cells, who understand the concept of having an online identity, are stuffed.
Thing is, I'm sure Nintendo are kind of against that stuff, which is why they don't do any of the things like that. Which is why they've got the horrible kind of friend stuff to ensure your kids don't talk to paedophiles or something like that. I don't know. As well as that, they've also put pictures up. Well, there were pictures floating about on the net of the 6 AR cards that you get with the Nintendo 3DS. Originally, you may have only seen the one of the kind of Mario cube with the question mark on it, which has the shooting gallery type game. But now they've also shown pictures that there's a Mario one, a Link one, a Kirby one, a Samus one, aka Metroid, and a Pikmin one as well. Although, sadly, from the looks of it, you may only just get a character pop-up. So similar to how Nintendogs is going to be doing it, you'll have like some little Pikmin pop up, or Olimar, or you can have little Mario or a Link and stuff like that. Which is a shame, because I'd kind of like a real game, like a little mini game to go along with it, because that's what I was kind of hoping that these AR cards would do, but sadly not from the looks of it. So that's a bit pants. But yeah. Next up, some more 3DS news. Puzzle Bobble Universe, which I think is a release title in Japan, has finally been given a release date over here. I think it was a release date. Have I got a release date? Yeah. 22nd of April, so like a month after the 3DS comes out. But yeah, it's just Puzzle Bobble made for 3DS. Not much else to say other than it's Puzzle Bobble. Everyone knows Bob and Bob, and that kind of game that it is. But yeah. So that's pretty much that. They've also recently announced in Japan a game called Touch Double Pen Sports, and what it actually is it uses two styluses and dual touching, which the DS didn't support that, did it?
No,
didn't think so. So you have to do two things at once.
Basingstoke have got a 3DS.
Have they?
We haven't gotten ours yet.
That's pretty cool though. I wonder if they've had that for a reason. I wonder if they've had some kind of thing recently.
What?
In Basingstoke.
What do you mean?
In the store.
Well, we're supposed to have ours.
Okay. Oh, well, everyone's having them. I'll show them off.
Yeah, give.
Aww. I've already had a look at one.
They were supposed to... Well, they were supposed to start turning up last week, because all the managers are getting one for free.
Ah, that's nice. Anyway, this game probably won't come out over here.
Basins don't.
This game may come out of here, who knows, but I reckon it probably won't because it's Japanesey.
Yeah, we don't like the Japanesey. I don't know what it is, but we don't like it. The Japanesey.
But yes, yeah, so that's Japanese, like a sports game that requires you to do two things at once with the screen.
My Garden,
which was announced by EA a while back, has actually been cancelled now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the first 3DS game that was cancelled was, of course, DJ Hero 2. Because that was coming out for the 3DS and Activision have canned all that. But EA have now canned My Garden. I'm not sure why. They haven't really said.
I thought it looked quite good.
I thought it was nice because it was something different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sadly it's been cancelled.
In other more boring news, Sesame Street.
What?
Once Upon a Moonstar.
Boring news? This is a Kinect game.
This is boring.
And it's Double Fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look at him. Look how cute. I don't know who the hell that guy with the horns is. But Cookie Monster and Elmo look awesome. Look, yeah, they've got legs.
No, they're not. No.
They're not supposed.
That's not right.
Well, you're not supposed to see their
legs.
You're
not supposed to see their whole body.
Didn't you usually see the Cookie Monster's body, though? Elmo looks weird, but the Cookie Monster looks kind of normal. So, Warner Brothers and Double Fine have announced Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster is coming out for Xbox 360 and it will be available autumn this year. It's a Kinect specific title and it's been created by Double Fine, which is awesome. Kind of weird as well, though.
Double Fine, well known for their other titles like
Psychonauts, Stacking, Costume Quest, there's a recent, Brutal Legend. So I'm wondering if maybe they're doing this because he's got like a Tim Schafer, the head of Double Fine, has got a kid and he's quite obsessed with kid stuff, so maybe he's decided to do this for that. But I mean, Sesame Street's not huge over here, is it?
No,
I mean, they used to
we
show
don't,
it watch.
We don't like the US export television rubbish.
Hey, I used to watch Sesame Street.
Hey Arnold, I can just about tolerate but Sesame Street Recess is bad. Look, there's a look.
You used somehow, to sometimes say that it was alright.
Somehow, some kid is like the king of the like playground or something, and it's like, this is so unrealistic. At least Hey Arnold's realistic, apart from the one where there was a comet, and of course, somehow in the blink of an eye, it managed to whiz all the way around the whole solar system. They need a science advisor.
So, the point of this game is to have your kids involved with the interactive stuff. So, you join the Cookie
Elmo
Monster,
and
Elmo,
and
other Sesame Street characters, particularly only those two of them. And you explore a living storybook.
And the best thing is, Elmo comes to kill you.
No.
Tookie tookie.
So the game has you trying to be a little active. But also the main point is apparently teaching key life skills to children.
Yes, key life skills. Great.
So I'm not sure how well it'll do, because of course there aren't that many games for kids for the 360.
Oh, they would do all right, won't
it? And it depends.
It'll probably do a lot better in the US.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll do better in the US. But I think it's quite nice, because it's got a really nice visual style.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to see their whole body.
Well, that picture's all right, then.
Yeah, the picture where you just see the tops of them, like, they're supposed to be, but, I mean, there should be a guy there controlling him. And there's no guy, it's just these two legs. It's not right.
That's why any Muppet film or anything like that has always looked weird when you see their feet moving along.
No, you can't do it.
They're a new kind of, it's an add-on but not a, well, it's a standalone
Painkiller Redemption. Yes. Is coming out February 25th, so that's next week. So what is, why this should be in the new releases section then?
That's true, but it wasn't on anywhere for sale,
but it says
yes,
that's next week. Okay, this is a new release. I'm not going to put it in the new releases section because of unannounced difficulties with the script writers.
Hey, it's not advertised on anywhere for sale.
All right, I'm just saying what you've got here.
All right.
You've got contradictory. It's like reading the Bible.
This is a press release.
Okay, so yeah, this is a expansion pack. Is it?
Yeah,
it's a standalone expansion
to the original Painkiller. Because, of course, people can fly or own by Epic now. Don't do it.
Yeah, 7 to 10 hours of gameplay out of it, so not too bad, really.
Yeah. 2K Games have a sale on their store. If you're a fan of any Bioshock kind of stuff, or there's some Mafia stuff on there too, a couple of Civ things, I recommend you pop on there. I got some cool Bioshock posters. I hope you're not mad. I won't be putting them up. But no, they sell some pretty cool things. You can get a little sister figure for $2, which is super cheap. Or some really nice...
$20 postage.
Yeah, probably something like that. Or you can get the really nice Bioshock lithographs they made, which are similar to the posters that you can get in the game. And some other cool stuff on there. And most of it's like half price. It's like take2stores.yahoo.net. Just go on their Facebook page and you'll be able to find it.
Yahoo.net?
Yeah, what? They use Yahoo Stores.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's just a small mention. Bulletstorm is having a demo on the PC. It hasn't already got one yet, and of course it came out the same day as Crysis 2's demo. They've said now the demo for Bulletstorm is coming out after the game is out.
Infamous 2 has had the Euro edition announced. This is an edition which comes with a load of jib-jab.
Yeah, it's got...
including a 8.5-inch statue of some guy.
The dude.
And also a... what the hell is that?
Which, that?
Yeah.
A sling pack. I think it means
sling
a bag.
Sling pack.
And then it's got a DC mini-comic as well.
Great.
But yeah, so this is coming out in June time. Of course, it's a PS3 only title. And as well as that, they've said it's going to cost $100.
$10,000.
Yeah. You get some in-game items as well. Not that I really mind about that kind of stuff. But yes, that's quite nice.
Way more importantly, Jurassic Park is coming out in April on PC.
Yes.
Are they doing it episodes or?
Yeah, it's episodes.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
I believe so. I saw it was. Yeah, there you go. 5-episode season, you'll be able to get for $30.
Okay.
So this is Telltale's spin on Jurassic Park.
Telltale, famous for
Sam and Max, Wallace and Gromit, Strong Bad. You keep twitching your eyebrow. What does that mean?
Okay.
Were you expecting something else?
Okay.
Puzzle Agent. Back to the Future. Agent.
Yeah, back that. That's the one. The one with the guy who sounds like the guy, but is a different guy.
Yeah. As you found out last night. yeah, so this is officially coming out, as Paul said, in April. They haven't said exactly when in April, but it'll be around that time.
It actually looks kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's not following the films. It's got new characters in it, but it's set around the time.
I think from the trailer, you know where the dude has to get to the boat with all the DNA stuff? I think they're spinning it off of that bit of the storyline. Mr. Nedry or whatever his name was.
One thing somewhere that did a preview on it said it was like Heavy Rain meets Jurassic Park. So there's a lot of QTE. There's a video roaming about on the internet of ways you can die. So
it's just got the Jurassic Park music playing with people getting killed all the time.
Yeah. but yeah, check out the trailer because it looks pretty cool. I still think the T-Rex sounds a little off though. Even though, you know, we don't even know what T-Rex sounds like.
No, we don't, so it's a bit silly, really.
And I'm just going based off the elephant sound
or whatever
from Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is the definitive source of information for
dinosaur sounds.
The Walking Dead, a.k.a. the thing that cannot mention the Z word, the Z word being a zombie, is having a game done for it. So this is what, a 4 or 5 episode season first one was?
Yeah, I think it was about 6 episodes.
It's like a TV miniseries they did. And now, obviously, it's having the monies made for the games.
Well, they're basing it around the comic, apparently.
Okay, well, whatever they're basing it on.
Yeah.
We can't mention the Z word, apparently.
We mentioned this...
It's Walkers.
Quite a few episodes ago, didn't we?
Crisps!
Because, of course, we mentioned this when it was a rumour, and it's now officially been confirmed. But yeah, it's been set around the comics. It's coming out later on this year, and apparently to pretty much every format as well.
Yeah, it's phones, Facebook. Well, not Facebook officially, but
social
networks,
which is Facebook. What else was it?
Bebo.
Handhelds, consoles. Was that it?
Everything, basically.
Yeah, pretty much everything. So obviously they want to get it out there, but it's a big kind of franchise. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fables, not to be confused with Fable, is also what Telltale have been doing. So them and Double Fine have been busy lately with all the games they've been chucking out.
There's still these three as well.
These are all Telltale as well?
Yeah, although this, I think, is just a port of someone else's.
Holy moly.
Well, they announced everything at the end of this week.
Announce everything in one hit. Spread it out.
So Fables is based on the DC Vertigo series, Fables.
I don't know what that is.
It's a comic book.
Is it Quake 3?
No.
Quake 2?
No.
Doom 2?
So Fables has been running since 2002.
Dune 2, the battle for Arrakis?
No.
Enemy unit approaching from the north.
And is a pretty popular series. I'm pretty sure Joe Chen did some of the...
Harkonnen Harvester Destroyed.
Did some of the covers for some of the issues, and I like Joe Chen, so... but yeah, so they're doing that. I don't think it's been announced when that's coming out.
They're doing this puzzle agent thing.
Yeah, they're doing a second episode of Puzzle Agent, which, do you remember that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you said it was taking the Mickey or something like that.
Taking the Michael.
Well, I was going to say word beginning with P, but I thought that might consider be swearing, so I thought I'd say Mickey.
What? Who? What?
I was going to say it's taking the...
What? I don't remember.
No,
what are you talking about?
But yeah, you remember it. Oh,
no.
he was doing something about...
I don't remember any of it.
Oh, okay, it doesn't matter.
What about Doom 2?
It's not
Is
about,
it coming out
noon?
No, I
Doom
want it.
Doom 2?
Give it.
Don't you want Doom 4?
What? No. What about Battle for Arrakis?
Oh, my God.
When are the good games coming out?
So Puzzle Agent is kind of like Professor Layton almost. So you've got the adventure kind of point and clicky, but it's also got puzzles that you have to solve. I thought it was pretty cool. They're also releasing Hector Badge of Carnage. This was originally
what
just...
What about Carmageddon?
No. This was originally just an iPhone game. I watched the trailer for this last night.
iOS.
Sorry, iOS. Did you see me watching the trailer? You did, and it was some big, fat UK...
British I was sat in there for hours waiting for you to finish trapping about.
Thank you, Paul. It was originally made by Strongbad.
I didn't know he was a game developer.
Strand Looper Studios, and they're bringing it over to PC in the spring, which is quite cool. So I'm looking forward to that because it looked kind of funny. You play like a British cop.
Great.
Yeah.
It could be worse. You could be playing Chief Wiggum.
And then finally, they also announced they're bringing back King's Quest, which of course was Sierra's original series from many moons ago. And Activision actually own the rights now. So hopefully Activision won't screw them over. But yeah, so that's pretty cool.
They're a mess with the Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, they announced... Oh, wait. 2, 4... So they announced 5 games that they're developing and 1 that they're porting. They're busy. As well as, of course, still doing Back to the Future as well. Because Episode 2 just came out. They're well busy at the moment. Next up, Arcana Heart 3 has been announced to be released in America on the PS3. This previously only had a Japanese release, and most thought it would never come out over here. There haven't been anything announced for a 360 release though, or an Xbox Live Arcade release. But if you're in America, you'll be able to play it on the PSN later on this year in the spring.
Some sad news now.
Yeah.
Bizarre Creations, one of the best game developers in the world, you know, made fantastic titles such as Metropolis Street Racer, Project Gotham Racing, Project Gotham Racing 2, Project Gotham Racing 3, and Project Gotham Racing 4, and Geometry Wars, and Geometry Wars 2, Retro Evolved, and all the crappy Wii versions, which nobody cared about.
They didn't make those ones.
Well, whatever.
It was ports.
Whatever. And also, fantastic games such as Bloodstone... has been shut down.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yep. Liverpool-based studio, so loads of people without jobs now.
Great, that helps Catherine.
Oh, they made Blur as well, didn't they? But oh, you don't like Blur.
Good games.
Bloodstone. But yeah, so sadly they've closed down. This is due to Activision because Activision bought. When did Activision buy them?
A few years back.
Oh, they did Boom Boom Rocket as well, didn't they? That's awesome. I love Boom Boom Rocket.
Yeah, they did, actually, yeah.
That's a really good game.
Geometry Wars.
So it's really sad that they've gone, because they did make some good games in the time that they've been around. I think I read somewhere they've been around for 15 years. Which is pretty sad.
Well, if they did Metropolis Street Racer, that would be 10
Dreamcast,
years ago.
Yeah. And then if they'd done stuff before that, before they were known, really. It's a real shame.
It is. PGR2 is fantastic. PGR4 is fantastic.
And no one's decided to buy them because they were up for sale.
I will buy them.
What, for a penny?
£20.
I was going to guess, if it wasn't a penny, it'd be 20 quid, because that's always how much you offer for things. Okay. I'll buy your land, 20 quid.
£22. No, I'll buy them, but I don't want to take on any debt or any other issues they've got.
I was going to say, they'll probably have some debt in there.
But, okay, if Activision handles the debt, I'll give them £22 cash.
Wow, cash. That's something.
Yeah, they can hide that from the, you know, from the tax office.
But yeah, so that's pretty sad. So no more Bizarre Games. But hopefully they'll all go into other studios and help make games awesome.
We need a PGR.
Mm. As you were saying, Microsoft should pick them up, shouldn't they?
Not actually buy them out. Just set up a studio next door and offer them jobs. Simple, cheap.
The thing is, they're fine with Turn 10 at the moment, aren't they? Making Forza.
Yeah, but that's Forza. That's not different to PGR.
Well, yeah, it's not an arcade racer, but still. They're pretty happy with Forza at the moment.
Yeah, but they need both.
They do.
You know, we need a PGR.
Yeah, because I suppose PGR was just 360 on it. So they had the two types.
That was our two fantastic racing games. The best arcade racing game, because it actually took itself seriously and had so much work done in it to create detailed cities which were realistic. Like, they were one of the first games to go around and actually photograph everything and use that in-game.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that started with MSR. Well, I don't know if they actually did photographs with that, with MSR, but obviously PGR 1, you know, London was realistically
Yeah,
created.
London was well good in PGR.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Activision turned down my offer of £22. If they would like to...
accept the offer?
Accept the offer, they are more than welcome to. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say, I am open to negotiations for buying the studio. P.S. Can you give me some money? Other news, another Halo Reach map pack coming out. This is the second
Yeah, this
one
is
now,
the second
I
map
think.
Pack now. Called the Defiant map pack, was it?
Yes, Defiant.
Defiant. What's the Defiant? Is that Deep Space Nine?
Well, Star Trek. It's in some of the films as well.
Is it? I'm going to tickle my foot.
Civ 4, the theme music, has won a award.
Grammy! First video game to earn a Grammy.
Well, sound.
Yeah, well, a Grammy is for sound.
Yeah, sound. It's not, you can't say a video game.
But, yeah, but the game won it because it's the theme from Civ 4.
Yeah, but it's not even from, you know, the game just licensed it from someone else.
Yeah, some dude who composed it won it.
Yeah, some dude already did it all. So.
But it was originally in Civ 4.
Yeah, it's a decent track. The only trouble is, it is religious.
Yeah, that's your only problem with it, isn't it?
If you do the translation, it's the Lord's Prayer in Swahili or something.
Still, it's a pretty epic song.
Okay, Bulletstorm, we are giving away.
A copy of?
On PC.
The limited edition.
If you want to win it, you have to send us a message saying you want to win it.
Yep, pretty much.
You can send it on Twitter, YouTube.
Or you could do
GamerCast,
you could do it on our website.
Emails, you know, just send us a message, whatever.
Yeah. If you want to win it, you could send us an email, feedback@gamercast.net, or you could leave a comment.
Don't send it to me, I'll delete your entry.
Okay, leave a comment on the post on the website.
Is there a post on the website for it?
No, I meant on the episode.
I just saw Baron Wittard.
No, I haven't put it up yet. I was meaning you could leave a thing on this episode's...
I mean, I suppose you could leave it on this episode, but I might look at it and think, that's a weird comment. You want it. Want what? Click the download link if you want the episode, you nab. Oh, what a newbie nab. We're also doing a Baron Wittard giveaway, which has been running for a while now. This closes soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, it closes middle of next week, I think.
This closes tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, does it?
Which is funny, because I'm probably not going to post this episode up until tomorrow.
Well, if we have any more entries, I'm sure Charlotte can consider them. We're giving away two copies of Baron Wittard, Nemesis of Ragnarok, which is an adventure game.
On PC.
That we previewed a while back, and have our quote on the front.
Yes.
Well, a quote from our preview that Charlotte wrote on the front. We'll have a review coming up soon, and if you'd like to win a copy of it, it's a first-person adventure game. Just go on the website, and all you have to do is tell us what the hardest, most frustrating puzzle you found in an adventure game is.
I This is one of the more interesting entries we've had for that. My most frustrating puzzle ever is a whole game, Professor Layton 2.
Aww. But yeah, so if you want to win that, just comment on the entry on the website. And you could win a copy of that as well. See, we're giving away two PC games.
Maybe I should change this to... actually, no, you say giveaway there, but I'll put space there. Right?
Okay.
Just to break it off a bit from the news. In case the people get confused. Yes.
So yeah, if you want to win either of those, just pop on the website.
Details are on there. And you'll be read able to find it out there. And figure it out.
It's time for Name That Game.
Last week, you would have heard this. Yeah, Catherine guessed SimCity 2000. The answer was SimCity 2000.
Yay.
So, GZ, no one else guessed what it was.
I used to play SimCity 2000 to death.
I used to play SimCity 2000 to death also.
On the Saturn, though, for me. And so it would occasionally crash.
On the Archimedes for me.
I didn't have an Archimedes.
And my pocket PC.
Oh, yeah, I had it on mine for a while, didn't I? But no, I love SimCity 2000.
SimCity 4 is better. SimCity 4 is the best in the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in SimCity 4 you actually have to balance your budgets quite a lot. Some people don't like that micromanagement, but I like it because it makes the game more in depth, because you can't just plop down buildings willy-nilly. You know, if you build a school, you actually have to have an appropriate number of staff.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just employ 6,000 staff to teach 30 kids, because obviously, you know, your city's going to go broke. This week we've got something a tad different.
Just realized, you're the one who was sent to the pen for killing Dojima.
Any guesses?
For killing who? Gojima.
Any guesses?
Some kind of Dragon Ball game? I don't know. Gojima?
You don't know? I'm surprised at that. I thought your elite skills would know what it is.
My elite skills? So his voice sounded familiar, but it sounded like he said Gojima.
I don't know. Gojima, what the F?
What the F? I don't know. Should I know who...
I don't know if you know what it is. I don't even know what the game is.
You don't know what the game is?
Oh, well, I do, but it's written out. I can't see what's there.
So, any clues towards that at all?
It's on PS2.
PS2?
I don't know if it was on any other platforms.
Any other clues?
Might have been, might not have been, I don't know.
Is it a big series or... Well, no.
I've never had much respect for it, to be honest.
Do other people?
I don't know. I would look down on such people.
That like it?
I would look down like this.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. If you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net, or leave a comment on this week's episode on the website, gamercast.net. And if you win, you get GZs.
New releases this week.
Okay, we've got a couple of games coming out this week.
Yeah.
The big one, in my opinion, is Bulletstorm.
Yes.
Because this is actually a decent first-person shooter. The graphics are good.
The gameplay's
alright.
The
bad guys are boring.
The script's a bit terrible.
The script is rubbish, like so many games.
Do you want to know what they said while I was playing it yesterday?
Ooh, that's good.
I'm going to kill your dick.
Oh, that's great.
And they just kept repeating it. And I was just like, how bad is this? I don't even know the dude's name. Grayson, yeah, so there you go, Grayson.
Just ignore the storyline and just have fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to play. It all works well. I mean, it's not my kind of script, but the setting's nice, and the ways of killing is pretty cool. Don't let me put you off entering this competition, because it's still entertaining. I played it again last night, and I want to play it some more.
Let's point out achievements on PC.
Yes, of course. Achievements on PC, don't forget that.
1,000 Gs up for grabs.
And it's pretty cool. I'm quite enjoying playing it.
It's a decent shooter.
But
people are getting
down.
Bored of shooters, to be honest.
Yeah. It was pretty cool as well, though, because it started off in space. And then you crash land, and It's got some nice stuff in it. As well as some interesting enemies and some interesting weapons and how you can kind of combine everything together to get skill points.
Yep.
There you go. It was written by Rick Remender, who wrote some Punisher comics. Oh, so dear. Some of the Punisher. I'm sorry, Rick. I don't like it that much.
Well, the thing is, he could always argue that, oh, I wasn't paid enough to have a good storyline.
Or it could be the fact that he was writing it for a different audience.
Exactly. It's just, you know...
It's like how I don't get on well with the Gears of War script. Because I think some of those characters are a bit dumb. But other people will disagree with me on that.
No, no one disagrees with you on that.
No, I know a few people that like it.
No, no one likes it.
I'm just quite particular about my writing.
Nobody likes it. Right. Killzone 3 is also out.
Yes.
I think the general consensus is this is poor.
Yeah?
Yes.
I saw someone say something about Halo over Killzone 3 earlier. I can't remember what it was about, though.
Yeah, but the Killzone was always pitched as an answer to Halo on...
Yeah, they say that, but I think it's
But they've always been rubbish. Killzone 1, terrible. Maybe Killzone 2, you can argue, wasn't too bad. But the general consensus for this is that Killzone 3 isn't very good. Moving along.
Well, can I just say, there's multiple versions coming out. You can get
There's like six different versions.
You can get a Hellgas edition, which is HMV exclusive, that comes with a big Hellgas.
What's the one with the gun?
Oh, there's a move pack with a gun. You get some other stuff in the Hellgas one as well, of course. You can get a collector's edition, which comes in a steelbook. Has some like soundtrack theme, some map packs, some weapons, and stuff like that. And then you can get a version with a jungle green DualShock controller, or you can just buy the game.
Yeah. Game called Experience 112.
PC title.
I don't know anything about this.
No, it's just some random little PC title that's coming out, and I thought I'd mention it.
What is it?
It is a weird kind of game. So you control your movement and actions through looking at a CCTV camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird enough for us today.
So it makes me think of Lifeline, which is a PS2 game.
It's another game coming out called Knight's Contract.
This is...
Can I just say that no respectable knight would sign any contract with anyone. His loyalty is to his lord, and he will do his duty.
So this is a new Namco Bandai title.
Oh, Namco.
It's Japanese developed, I believe. That's I may why, be wrong on that.
That's why these knights are capitalists, obviously. Knights signing contracts with each other.
Looking at the cutscenes, it's your usual kind of fantasy kind of game. The gameplay is kind of hack and slash with spells in there.
No, it's Japanese. There's no other type of Japanese game, is there?
Just set in a medieval fantasy environment. It looks quite nice.
This game coming out called Grey Matter.
This is a point-and-click title from Jane Jensen, sorry, who, of course, made, like, Gabriel Knight games and other point-and-clicks in the past. In this is a 360, PS3, and PC, I believe. I think it's PS3. Actually, no, maybe it's not PS3. Maybe it's just 360 and PC. Either way, it's a point-and-click with achievements. There's a demo up on Xbox Live if you want to give it a play. It's a little rough around the edges, but it's not too bad. And yeah, so if you want a point and click for your 360, because of course there's not many of those about, or you could just buy it for PC and play it on a PC like it should be played usually.
D-Blob 2 Underground is also coming out. It's this D-Blob.
This is Wii, PS3 and 360.
Oh really?
And DS. And cute because the 360 box art has a green blob on it, and then PS3 has red or blue, and then Wii and DS have different colours as well.
La-di-da.
But it's nice because the green one matches the 360 stuff.
So this blob game, I think the first one didn't do too badly.
So the first one was only on Wii, but it was actually made by a bunch of students originally, and then THQ picked it up. They then made lots of games. So there's a game for Windows Phone 7. There's now D-Blob 2 coming out. I'd like to see it on 360, because I imagine it'd be quite cool. I quite liked the original.
Yeah, I've played the Windows Phone version. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Well, the normal version's actually really quite different to the Windows Phone version, though.
I would imagine so.
So, in the first one, can you take that out of your mouth, please? Thank you for... In the first one, you're in, like, the cityscape, and you have to roll into people who are certain colours in order to paint things the colours you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to paint certain things.
Basically, you're a blob who, like, squirms a squirmy, squeamy mess on the floor. And it's always related to you being a squirmy, squeamy blob, and there's always a mess on the floor.
Okay, Paul. Thank you very much. So that's coming out on quite a few formats. I might actually pick that up on 360 if I'm tempted.
I might pick it up on the PC.
But then actually there's that. There's Grey Matter that's coming out. There's Killzone that's coming out. There's Kirby's Epic Yarn that's coming out. I'm just like, head explosion.
You just ruined the future releases we were going to talk about.
Does that matter?
Yes.
Were people looking forward to it?
I was going to say something about that, but now you've ruined it. Aww. Let's talk about this Lost Identities thing, because I also don't have a clue.
This is a DS title coming out. This is kind of like your kind of general adventure kind of gamey stuff you're getting on DS at the moment, so it's full of puzzles and stuff like that. So going along the Professor Layton kind of route, but not Professor Layton.
What's this Ogre Tic Tac game?
Tactics Ogre. This is a... Ooh, you went the wrong way. The cursor was up there.
I just moved my cursor.
So Tactics Ogre is being released by Square...
Tic-Tacs.
Being released by Square Enix, and...
Don't we have some Tic Tacs around here?
I don't know. Do you have some Tic Tacs?
Yeah.
So Tactics Ogre was... What flavour are they?
Green.
Can I have one, please? Tactics Ogre is... This is the second Tactics Ogre title. This is called Let Us Cling Together, which is quite a weird title,
I think. Probably been in there like 5 years.
That's okay. Let Us Cling Together. It's quite a weird title.
What, with an ogre? No thanks. The Dinadal does not befriend with ye ogre.
So it's from the people who specifically worked on Final Fantasy Tactics, which of course was pretty good, Vigrant Story, which was awesome, and Final Fantasy XII.
What's the difference between Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy Tic Tacs?
I don't know.
Is
this a joke? Or were you just asking?
That was a serious question.
Okay. Tactics Ogre is a turn-based. I believe it's squares.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's two types of Japanese RPGs.
Yes, there's the rubbish ones and the ones which are rubbish also.
There is a special edition coming
out. We like Western RPGs. Like the Elder Scrolls.
Similar to the Crisis Core Collector's Editions and the... Final Fantasy Dissider Collector's Edition as well. It's in a big card box. You get a 44-page art book, a mini soundtrack CD, and you also, with this, get a 50% off voucher for Vigrant Story if you don't own it.
I'm knackered. I've been swinging this axe about 50 times. I still haven't hit this mud crab.
I recommend, though, if you are picking up, to check out Vigrant Story. Especially,
oh, yeah. I just hit it.
Especially because you have the code that you get with it, but also because Vigrant Story is a totally awesome game.
Oh, my fatigue has to regenerate now.
Yes, Paul.
What?
Next up, we've got the Dreamcast collection, which brings together a lot of the Dreamcast titles that have been released on 360 recently. This
Dreamcast.
Includes Sonic Adventure, Crazy Taxi,
Crazy
Sega Bass
Taxi.
Fishing, and Space Channel 5 Part 2. This is all bundled together in a retail release.
How much is it?
I think wherever I looked on was about £25.
About right then.
So it's just putting them all together on a disc.
The second big release, other than the Bulletstorm, it's really this week, is Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Which I need to buy.
This is on the Wii.
Yes, and it's totally
and
awesome.
It looks totally awesome.
It is totally awesome.
And you're in luck because Charlotte put pre-order down for it.
Yeah, I know. Show me.
Which means you probably won't have to buy it.
So it's... Visually, it reminds me of Yoshi's Story.
Yeah, so this is the first Kirby game since what? 10 years ago?
Well, this is the first Kirby console game since the GameCube?
N64?
There was one on the Cube.
Yeah.
But there was also Crystal Shards on the N64.
Okay, it's been a while.
It has been a while since actual home console version.
Mm-hmm.
They say N64 there, but I'm not entirely sure about that. I'm sure there was a... I'm sure there was a Cube one. But
I don't remember a Cube one.
No. Maybe I'm making it up in my head. That's bad. Anyway, so it's kind of got a cloth yarn kind of feel to it. Everyone and the environments are made up of really cool looking pieces of fabric. And it's just a really nice little game. You can turn Kirby into different things depending on what you do. So if you double tap to move, he turns into a little car. I think that's what it was.
He? I thought it was a she, like the Metroid Prime woman.
What? Metroid Prime lady Samus Aran has blonde hair.
I'm just joking, I don't know anything about it.
I know, is Kirby maybe an it?
I don't know, what's it look like?
Kirby's a pink one.
Kirby's a pink
like
one.
Like a Jigglypuff, but Kirby.
Kirby. That's Kirby.
There you go, Kirby. Oh, you missed her.
It's Korea.
No, you said, what are you doing?
Let's just put in Kirby and see what we get. There's a Kirby sod.
Kirby. Kirby.
It's not my fault this Google Instant thing is flipping annoying.
Kirby.
Kirby. Yeah, it's a dude, isn't it? It's a girl, isn't it?
Is it? I've always thought it's a dude. Is Kirby a dude or... They haven't really said, have they?
Is it a dude?
You can't search for that on Wikipedia.
Dude.
You can search for he.
He.
Oh, there's the... Oh, look. He encounters... Yeah, so they think it's a he. They write it as a he.
No, it's pink.
Just because he's pink.
How many boys have you seen who are pink?
You're peachy coloured.
What are you accusing me of being Kirby?
No! Anyway, it's a pretty awesome game, and I recommend you pick it up. Annoyingly, we didn't get it last year like everyone else, but we finally got it this year. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would agree with Paul, this is one of the biggest releases this week.
Yeah, it's certainly been like Killzone rubbish.
Next up, we've got Cities in Motion. Oh no, wait, what was Kirby's Air Ride on? See, that was Cube.
I never saw that.
That wasn't actually a platformer, though.
That's a spin-off job, isn't it?
Yeah, so really the last one was 64.
Yeah, Kirby 64 then.
Crystal Shards. I had that. Oh, I love that. How that screen looks. It looks nothing like that. I like the interface at the bottom.
Rubbish UI, yeah. Cities in Motion is also coming out.
You've seen some of this, haven't you?
This actually looks really good. If you're a SimCity fan, check this out, yo. Similar to SimCity, except you don't really build a city, you just manage to transport in the city.
Hence the title, right, I guess?
Hence the title. It's set in either Vienna, Helsinki, Berlin, or Amsterdam. And I don't know if they're like realistically represented on screen or not.
Mm.
They didn't look it from how I was looking at it, because, no offence, European cities are not so orderly laid out. They're a big mess.
Are they? I thought Barcelona was pretty orderly laid out when I was there.
Barcelona? I mean a European city, not a flipping African city.
What?
You know what I think about Spain.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned it earlier.
Flipping dictatorship 5 months ago, and 100 years before that, they were an Islamic dictatorship hanging about from Africa. So, sorry, I don't count Spain as a European country.
So Cities in Motion is actually...
It's like Turkey in my equivalent.
Super cheap. Because it's only a £15 game. £20, £15 game, something like that. Pretty cheap.
Barcelona. The only thing I know, Barcelona. What do I know Barcelona from? Was it like Olympic Games in Barcelona in 92 or something?
I don't know.
Barcelona Olympic Games.
I went to Barcelona.
Olympic gold on the Master System. Was that in Barcelona?
I don't know.
Yeah, you went to Barcelona and there was a nice, weird, freaky guy hanging about outside of a building.
Yeah, living statue.
And he made you give him money to do stuff. It's like unacceptable. In London, people just go, mm. They don't ask for money. Also coming out is Rango. I have no idea what this is.
This is based around the film that's coming out, which is a Johnny Depp is a lizard thing. It's an animation.
Johnny Depp's best work was in Edward Scissorman.
Yeah, he was alright.
Pirates of the Caribbean? No offence, but let's go and see Pirates of the Caribbean.
So this is a film-based title being made by A2M, who are of course now known as Behaviour. So these guys have made Naughty Dog, Naughty Bear, and Wet. And the Bad Scenic game.
Oh dear.
But this is like a film-based, little platformy kind of game where you're playing lizard with a little gun.
Okay. Also, one of the decent games, in my opinion, coming out this week is Surgery Simulator. Please be aware that Surgery Simulator is not a replacement for studying at medical college for 10 years to actually do this stuff. But basically, like the other sort of simulation games, Iceberg and like Excalibur and all these people, like these little people have released, similar sort of vein to that. But yeah, you basically hack people open and you do surgery on them. And yeah.
I wonder if you're able to just kill someone straight away. Like,
stabbed them in the heart with my scissors. Yeah, but the thing is, since they are in operating theatre, you could probably patch them up quick enough. So you'd have to stab them a lot. You'd have to, like, stab them as you're still patching them up. So you've got this arm sewing and this one stabbing.
Okay.
So yeah, check this out. PC, I think it's going to be relatively cheap.
Probably about 25.
15, 20 quid.
Yeah, 20. Well, 25 will probably be the retail, but it'll probably be 20 quid, won't it?
And then we've got this Trap Dead thing coming out.
Yeah, this is a zombie RTS kind of game. Charlotte always said it was RTS, but I never thought it really looked RTS. But it's a strategy title. It's at the top there.
Hmm?
Trap Dead review.
Will you look? What?
I was saying Trap Dead review.
See? I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking at the website in general.
So, yeah, there's a review on the website, gamercast.net, if you want to check out what Charlotte thought about it, although apparently it got pretty hard. At one point, one of the guys in your kind of team was in a wheelchair, and he happens to get killed quite a bit. Sadly. But you get 7 different playable characters. It's got online and offline co-op. So, of course, I suppose if you did offline co-op, it'd be on LAN, I suppose. Yeah? That's how it would work?
PC, yeah?
Yeah, PC only.
Probably LAN then, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a zombie game, and it looks really nice. I like the perspective on it. Do you remember seeing that when she was playing it?
No, she plays a lot of things.
She does.
I can't keep track.
I will say a few things that sounded like I'd find them annoying was that to get your inventory up, there's no shortcut for it. Generally, of course, you press I to bring up an inventory in a game, but sadly not. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's coming out this week. You got anything to say?
Nope.
I suppose don't forget to enter the competition if you want to. With the Baron Wittard one, you got until tomorrow, which this may go up tomorrow, so you may have until the end of today or something along those lines. And then for the Bulletstorm one, you've got until Friday the 25th. So just send something over saying that you would like to win it, and I'm sure we can sort something out. And don't forget to send your letters in. And if someone knows what game that is, name that game is, please write in, because I'm not really too sure.
Someone will know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone will be thinking that you're very clever for not guessing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's someone?
Charlotte, Gary.
Did someone recommend it?
Charlotte, Gary. These people will probably know what it is.
You're saying I'm crap?
No, I'm just saying you don't know what this week's name
you're
that game is.
You're saying I'm crap?
I'm just saying that you don't know what this week's name of that game is. You can interpret that however you like.
Or if I try and remember what it... If I have another listen and find out what it is, I'm going to send a letter in.
That's cheating, but we'll allow it for this week.
Okay. Yes, that's pretty much it. And I guess we'll catch everyone next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? With stuff. And stuff.
Yes, with the stuffs.
See ya.